you know, what things need to be done here at the church, what needs to be, you know, what business stuff needs to be taken care of. And we talk about the Word of God. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. You know, you want to sharpen a knife, you take a good, nice file and you get you a good edge on that. And then you take a stone, you can start working it. But a friend, somebody that you can sit and you could talk to without arguing the Word of God. And if you get into a situation where you're arguing instead of sharpening, it's time to stop. Because guess what? Not everybody's going to see things the way you do. I don't see things the way everybody else does. And you probably don't see things exactly the same way I do. That's great. That means you're a different person. I didn't create a mini-me or a clone. That's not what church is about. I want people to be the individuals they are. I want them to see and understand in a way they get. And so, but anyhow, we talked a lot about pride, and we just was like, man, and you know, and we're just like, you know what? What started all of that? Pride. You know, again, it wasn't for a woman that Lucifer fell. It wasn't even for riches and gold. It was pride. And, you know, in all honesty, if we look at the temptation of Christ, he said, took him to the pinnacle of the temple. And he said, if you jump off of here, I'll give you this. He said, don't you, and the devil started quoting scripture to him. Understand, the devil knows that Bible better than any preacher. Because that's one part in that champion song. He says, I know you know the rules. You've been twisting them to deceive my people for years. The devil twists the word. And he said, you know the angels won't let you trip. They won't let you stub your toe. Jesus said, no, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. If he had done it, it would have been pride. Let me show you what my Father will do. Now, we would have probably done it. I mean, come on. I mean, y'all need to look at the real pinnacle of that temple. It was about as long as this building is straight up. That's what the devil was trying to get Jesus to jump off of. Man, can you imagine jumping off of something like that? The ground, I'd jump off in water with no problem. Still going to kind of hurt. Or, if you'll bow down to me, all you got to do is kneel before me, and I'll give you all these kingdoms. No, I'm not going to do that. Thou shalt not have any other gods before my Father. It all started boiling down. He was trying to get Jesus caught up in pride. Turn these stones into bread and eat. Well, if you haven't eaten in 40 days, you might be tempted to just eat the stones. But he was being tempted to perform a miracle to show off. And that, ladies and gentlemen, God will not do. It's why he called down the disciples after they had preached in a town and nobody believed. They ran them out of town and the disciples said, shall we call down fire as Elijah did? Jesus looked at them and said, you have no idea who you really are and who my Father is. See, it would have been pride. I'm performing a magic trick, right? That's exactly all it was, if they had done it. Oh, by the way, God is not obligated to validate your show-off. You know, I've heard people talk about their spouse, well, if they die, I'm just going to get them up and command life back into them. No, you're not. Because it's arrogance. I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth. His wife passed away. They were old. They were old before he got saved and started preaching. Okay? Especially for that time in life. Well, his wife passes away and he lays hands on her. She opens her eyes. Paraphrased, leave me alone. Do you know what's on the other side? Oh. We have got to be careful with our pride. Sometimes showing off how much we know. You ever get sitting down with somebody and you just start talking and the next thing you know, you're competing. That's super easy to do, isn't it? You don't mean to be competing, but next thing you know, I got one to top that. Strained my voice there for a second. Tickles. I can top that. Well, it's like scars. Oh, here, let me show you this one. Oh, hang on. I got to get... We're always trying to top each other, and we do it with knowledge. I've actually learned more after high school, after school. I mean, 12 years of school. I'm still not even, I mean, I can do my math now in my head. But, you know, figuring out all those, that, no. I can add and subtract. I'm okay. I don't need no newfangled way to do multiplication like you see on Facebook videos, right? You got lines and they want you to draw this graph and all this. It took me longer to draw the graph than it did it. And then over time, my own mind has created shortcuts that work. But they're me. And only if you think like me will they work. But I've learned so much more after because, well, one, I have a desire to learn. Then I just had a desire to play. I'll just be honest with you. So all you teachers taking care of teenage boys, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're all the same. Few of us want to learn a little bit more, but we really want to be little boys and we want to play. That's what it is. Or there's a cute little girl. See, my teachers thought they would keep me quiet and subdued, and they'd put me at the girls' tables. Yeah, didn't work. You're over there with the girls. I wasn't the little boy in first grade who's like, ooh, girls got cooties. I was like, ooh, girls, they're cute. But I grew. But we will argue over things. So trivial anymore. I don't believe people ought to be clapping their hands in church. Please read your Bible, people. Especially, you don't come, if you're going to try to bring something to somebody who's preached something, and it's always been my thing, okay, you disagree with me, but you better come with Scripture, because that's what I present. I tell you when it's my opinion. But if you don't come with Scripture, it means it's just your opinion. It's no different than, well, is John Deere better or is Case? Does it really matter? Does it plow the field? Does it do its job? Are they all expensive? Do they all break down? Ford or Dodge or Chevy? Again, does it really matter? You like it? Good for you. None of it matters because opinions are just that. They're opinions. The Bible tells us, let me find my notes. I'm not used to preaching with notes. Proverbs 10:19. Says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. Folks, we want to come off to people as being wise, don't we? There's a saying that's gone around for quite a while, and you know, people take the word of God and they'll put it in their own little thing, and then, well, I created that. I always heard a wise man said that it is better to keep your mouth silent and let people think you're wise than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Thousands of years ago, Solomon wrote that. Oh, but Confucius said that. No, Confucius read the Bible. I think, therefore I am. Great philosopher said that. Yeah, his name was Solomon. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think you're a loser, you're a loser. If you think you're a winner, but I lose a lot, keep thinking you're the winner. You got to start believing that you're the winner. You keep believing that you're the loser, your body, everything's going to line up for that. Anybody figured that out yet? If you think you're a loser, you lost already. The powers that be are already set against you. But if you believe it's your winner because of what Christ has done, it's why the Bible tells us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. Paul goes on to say, though, he said, I can do all things, but not all things are beneficial to me. Do I believe that if I walk off the end of the building, God can catch me? Yeah, but again, he's not obligated to. Do I believe that if I'm caught in a tornado and I'm blown half a mile away, that God can let me land? Absolutely. I do. Because I wasn't out there being stupid. Although I'd have to wonder why I got caught in a tornado to begin with. Just saying. It could be like that Chevy truck down in Texas. Y'all seen the video of that red truck? It's on its side spinning in the wind. And then it catches and the wind picks it back up and the kid drives off in the truck. He's like, I ain't hanging around to find out if there's any more of that. By the way, a local Chevrolet dealership gave that kid a new truck. So in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Why? Because, well, let's say, you know, I mean, I know he likes John Deere. Well, let's say I like Case. We get to arguing over it. Next thing you know, we say something stupid because of a tractor. A company that does not care about whether we like them or not. Oh, by the way, sports is no different. Is Michigan better? Is Ohio State better? Well, down here, we usually root for Ohio State, right? But the truth of the matter is, if that's where you got your education, good for you, because it doesn't matter. A friend of mine in Michigan, he can't even lightly joke about it, because he's got a couple members in his church, they just go high and to the right on him. Oh! Why? It doesn't matter. Michigan doesn't care. Ohio State doesn't care. They want you to buy their jerseys. All their little trinkets and stuff. That's what they want. They want the dinero, man. All of them want the dinero. Ford wants your money. Chevy wants your money. Mitsubishi wants your money. They all want your money. They don't care about you. They really don't. Oh, well, you know, I'm sorry. They really don't. They don't know you from anybody else. You're just a number. Oh, you bought our vehicle. Well, I'll tell you why I don't like your vehicles anymore. You did this, this. Okay, well, there's somebody else that'll buy your vehicle. That's how they act. But we get together and we start arguing about things. People are, you know why church splits happen? People get to talking and arguing over stupid stuff. It really is stupid. There are churches that have split because of the color of the carpet. We don't like that color. Who cares? I don't like these seats. Well, if you're a Buckeyes fan, I hope you do, because that's where they're from. But other than that, I don't care. You know how expensive these chairs are? One chair, and this was 15 years ago when we were looking, one chair similar to this is $65. That was then. And that was the discounted price for buying a bunch. They start getting up closer to 100. You start throwing pads on them. These are kind of comfortable for a little bit. I get it. You don't want to sit there too long. That reminds me to keep it sweet, short and sweet. And I do got to get through this today. So in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. Sometimes we don't need to say anything. They're all the same. Trucks are all the same. Cars are all the same. If you like it, good for you. I won't drive a Yugo. Just sorry. Namely because the last one I saw was sitting 15 feet in the air with a pipe through it as a sign. But he who restrains his lips. Pastor, you know, I don't know about that Holy Spirit stuff. Listen, get in your Bible, then come back and talk to me. Get in the Word. Well, you know, that was just for then. Nowhere in the Word does it say that. Not one place. I'd hate to think that God gave a gift to those 500 people. Actually, it was 120, wasn't it? When it boiled down, it was 500 to begin with. He offered it to 400 or 380 said, no, thank you. Wow. Okay, let me keep moving. Proverbs chapter 17, 27. He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Again, you want to be considered to be smart? Get used to this. Shaking your head doesn't mean you agree with them. Okay. Sometimes you don't have words. I get there a lot. Anybody know what I'm talking about? My mind just went totally blank. At that point, I'm thinking about cheesecake. So again, we get to talking about knowledge. Wisdom, you're going to use sparingly the words you need. Just use what you need. There's a lot of people I know, they love to hear themselves talk, and I'm going to tell you right now, most of us are in that boat. We do love to hear ourselves talk. Sometimes we just need to listen a lot more. I spent some time with somebody, and all I really got to do was listen. And when it was all said and done, 3 days, the person said, thank you for listening to me. They had so much on their mind they had to release, and nobody would listen. Sometimes you just got to listen to, they think I'm smart. I'm just going to let them keep thinking it. 10:14. Wise people store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. You know why the mouth of the foolish is? Because it's blurting out everything it knows. This is kind of where we're at right now in our society. We want to know everything. Transparency. You ever get to see through something and say, boy, I wish I didn't see that? I want to know what took place. Now, I'm not saying I agree with what took place in Afghanistan. I think that whole debacle should have been grounds for impeachment, personally. Personal opinion. Y'all hear that? It's my opinion. But I don't know all of the facts. As much as I disagree with what we left, I'd have blown it up, personally. If we had to get out of there, you blow it up. You don't leave it. I mean, crying out loud, they dove I forget how far it was in the East China Sea to pick up an F-22 Raptor. Just recently. It had crashed. We didn't want China getting our secrets. But we left them with the terrorists. Again, don't know all the facts, don't know everything. We all have, well, I'd have done it different. We all got our opinion on something. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates corruption is stupid. For all those people that have been on me about using that word, there it is, black and white, stupid. By the way, that fancy word up there, instruction, y'all know what that really means? Correction. Go to Proverbs 1:7. I am just going to finish these notes up. Not worried about him. I am praying for him. I know you are too. And for anybody concerned, we had a guy die in here one day. He lived. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear. It's not, I'm afraid of the boogeyman. I respect, I honor, I know. Now, I know that my boys fear me. For one reason or another. That they fear me. I know they respect me. They know that there's a point when dad's attitude changes. When dad's facial expression just changed, that's the fear. That's the trembling. But there are things that are like, Dad, let me ask you, you've got more experience in this. See, God's got more experience in this kind of stuff than I do. By the way, the two nurses that are out there with him have a whole lot more experience with this stuff than I do. I've bandaged up boo-boos. One kid got hit in the back of the head with a hammer by his friend by accident. He's bleeding all over a job site. I happened to be walking across the yard and walked over and said, here, let's get a couple band-aids on him. I got him all cleaned up. And I said, now, you might want to take him to the emergency room. And they asked him if he had already seen a paramedic because they said it looked good. I'm like, a little bit of combat training works. It goes a long way. But the fear of the God, the fear of the Lord, the honoring God is the beginning of all knowledge. You want to know how the earth is put together? You want to know how the universe works? Fear God first, and you'll know the truth of it all. We know little bits and pieces, but that's why we also keep trying to say, well, the earth came out of a primordial ooze. Really? Are we that dumb? That we believe that life, an organized life, a little life like that, could come out of an accident. Have you, any of you cooks, ever just taken some flour, some eggs, some chocolate? No measure. You just threw it in there and make a cake. Did it work? No, it didn't. Because there's levels of everything. We need to make sure that God is the Father of our knowledge. If you keep getting your knowledge from the same place and it's wrong, what do you need to do? Change the channel. Relearn from somewhere else. I have enough computer knowledge to be dangerous. Okay? Now, I helped Angela through hers the other day, and I did some things, and it's like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to say I'm a delinquent or derelict on it, but I'm not the guy that we paid to actually get in our computer, take it apart, and man, he's the one that figured out that the program never loaded right. I'd have never figured that out. I'd have taken the computer back. So what we're dealing with is we need to honor God. The beginning of knowledge, the beginning of wisdom comes from honoring God, serving Him. I'm going to stop. Honestly, it is kind of hard to get your gears rolling again, isn't it? Do you know, this very thing is what Jesus took that beating for. Those of you may not know a little bit about Harold. That man has been through hell and back several times. The devil's tried to kill him. He's never really talked to me too much about what he did in Vietnam. I don't know if he's ever talked to you, but I do know that he carried a shotgun in the bushes. You don't do that. And he's one of the sweetest men you'll ever meet. Had a lot of suicides in his family. This is information he... And the devil keeps trying to kill him, and he keeps thanking God for his healing, and he keeps rising up. And now, Father, I thank you that we've had your word to stand on, that we can believe on, and we can trust in it. Father, I pray right now that you help us all to do this. Father, I pray that you help us all as we continue to battle even the pride, the little things in our life, Father, that just trip us up, that it is our own pride. Father, I thank you right now that you're moving and ministering to him, to these people here today. Father, I thank you that you're hand is upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.